love. Sorry.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Do you want me to read?
Oh, that's all right.
Te sadhu krita kadvarta gyatva adyantikam atmanah manasa dharayamasu vaikuntha charana Ambujam, te sadhu krita sadvata, yadva dhyantikam atmana, manasadaryamasur, vaikuntha saranambujam, te sadhu krita sadvata, Gyatva dhyantikam atmana Manasa dharayamasur Vaikuntha charanambujam Te sadhu krita sadvarta Gyatva dhyantikam atmana Manasa dharayamasu Vaikuntha charanambujam All of them, sadhu krita,
having performed everything worthy of a saint,
sadvartaha,
that which includes everything worthy,
yadva,
knowing it well,
atyantikam,
the ultimate,
atmanaha,
of the living being,
Manasa,
within the mind.
Dharayamasu,
sustained.
Vaikuntha,
the Lord of the spiritual sky.
Charanambujam,
lotus feet. Translation. They all had performed all the principles of religion, and as a result, rightly decided that the lotus feet of the Lord Sri Krishna are the supreme goal of all. Therefore, they meditated upon his feet without interruption.
Te sadhu krita sarvartha. Artha means interest. Everyone has some interest. The animal has also interest. The man has also interest. The big quality has seen. He has also interest. Everyone has got interest. But nobody knows what is real interest. That is nithi. Everyone has created his interest, that is working on that thing. Prati vidu sathagatam hi Vishnu. Real interest is for the human being to know what is God, what is my relationship with him, and how I shall achieve the high perfection of life. That is real interest. Nati vidu sartha gati nivishno. Sartha. Sartha. Artha. Sartha means own interest. And artha means general interest. The general interest is for the human being dharma artha tam moksha. Because human life is not dog's life, cat's life. So there must be dharma, religion. And religion means no God. That is first interest. This is first interest. Otherwise, how shall I distinguish my life with cat's and dog's life? There are eating, sleeping, waking, and die. And if I also, like the cats and dogs, eat, sleep, and have sex life and die, then where is the difference? The difference is religion. There is dog society, cat society, there cannot be any religion. But in the human society, there is necessity of religion. Otherwise, it is cats and dogs religion. Society. They do not understand it. They are avoiding religion. Nowadays, the so-called advanced civilization, they are avoiding religion. That means they are coming to the flat part of cats and dogs. Naturally, they have come. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, yesterday we were discussing about the Kali Yuga. The most fallen age, people are most degraded. So there is, by calculation, that 75% irreligion and 25% religion in comparison to other ages. This 25% religious life also is reduced. Before explaining this verse, I shall give you reference to some of the symptoms of this age. This is also explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th chapter, 3rd chapter, we have not yet published, as I am reading in the files. Rannako Rajavishra Chandrasana Zikiri. It is described in the second chapter, 12th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatastra anuvinam dharma sattam saucham samadaya kalena mulina rajan nakhati ayur balam smriti. This description of the Kali Yuga is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is called Shastra. This Srimad Bhagavatam was written 5,000 years ago, when the Kali Yuga was to begin. Now, what will happen in future, everything is given there. Shastra means, that is, therefore we accept Shastra. Trikalagva. The Shastrakar or the compiler of the Shastra must be liberated person so that he can describe past, present and future. In the Srimad Bhagavatam you will find so many things which was told to be happening in future. described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is mention of Lord Buddha's appearance. Similarly, there is mention of Lord Kulki's appearance. There is mention of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Although it was written 5,000 years ago. Trikalanka. They know what is past, present and future. So about the Kali Yuga discussing, Sukadev Goswami is describing the chief symptoms of this age. The first symptom, he says, tatastra anuginam, with the progress of this age, Kali Yuga, dharma, religious principle, sattam, truthfulness, saucham, cleanliness, kshama, forgiveness, daya, mercifulness, ayu, duration of life, balam, bodily strength, smriti, memory. Just count how many. Dharma, sattam, saucham, kshama, daya. Ayu, balam, smriti. 8. These things will gradually reduce to need. Almost need. Now, as I told you, the Kali Yuga, the Anada Yuga, the Kaisatya Yuga, the duration of Satya Yuga was 1800,000 of years. And the human being was living in that age for 100,000 of years. 100,000 of years. The next stage, the duration of that age, 1200,000 of years, and the people used to live for 1,000 years. That was 10,000 years. 10 times reduced. The next stage, the upper age, again 10 times reduced. Still they used to live for 1,000 years. And the duration of the age was 800,000 of years. Now the next age, this Kali Yuga, the limit is 100 years. We can live at most up to 100 years. We are not living 100 years. But still, the limit is 100 years. So let's see. Now, from 100 years, that in India, the average age is about 35 years. In your country, they say 70 years. So it is reducing. And it is so reduced that if a man lives for 20 to 30 years, he will be considered a grand old man in this age, believe me. So ayu, duration of life, will reduce. Memory, smriti, that will also reduce. We see nowadays people are not very of sharp memory. They forget. Daily work they forget. Doing something daily still is forgetting. The loss of memory. Similarly, ayu, bodily strength, everyone can understand. Your forefathers, your father and grandfather, as their body is strong, you are not so. I am not so. The body is trying to reduce. Memory will reduce. Duration of life will reduce. Then dharma, there is no question. it is almost reduced. Nobody is interested in religion. The churches, temples are being closed, locked up. These are the church. Where you are sitting, this is the church. And it was sold. Because nobody was coming. Similarly, we are purchasing in Austria a very big church. They are selling. In London, I have seen many hundreds of churches. Nobody is going there. Not only churches, in India also. Except a few important temples, ordinary small temples, they are being closed. They have become habitation of the dogs. So, dharma, religiosity is reduced. And truthfulness. And shava, forgiveness. That is also reduced. We are very sorry that one thing has happened. You are excused, but again you are thought dead. You see. No forgiveness, vengeance. Formerly, if somebody has done something wrong, the other party, just like Arjuna, you see, even in the battlefield, you are so much tortured by the other party. Still you are, Krishna, let them go. I don't want to kill them. Forgiveness. So, even for a small interest, they will kill. This is going on. So, sattam, sautam, chama, daya, mercifulness. Even if you see in your phone somebody is being killed, you will not take interest. No mercifulness. It has happening already. Sattam sautam samadaya, ayu, duration of life, bodily strength and memory. These eight kinds of things will reduce. When you see these symptoms, you will find, now, this of Kali is making his promise very nicely. This is promise. Then, another symptom is, vittameva kalo nilana janamasara gunodaya. Formally, according to spiritual understanding, one man's position was calculated. Just like Brahmana. Brahmana was honored because he knew Brahma. He was aware of the Supreme Spirit. So now, Kali Yuga, actually, there is no Brahmana. That will be also described, how a Brahmana is. So, Janma Acharya, a birthright. Birthright was there. But according to the behavior, if a man is born in a Brahmin family or Kshatriya family, or he must behave like that. That was the king's duty to see that this man is not falsely representing himself. Just like in England, there is Lord Family. So, to maintain their aristocracy, the family had to deposit some money with the government so that they may not deteriorate in their aristocratic behavior. Still it is like. But now, things are finished. So, aristocracy and respectability, these things were according to culture, according to education. But nowadays, what is that? Vittameva kalonina. If you get money somehow or other, then everything is. You may be a third class, fourth class, tenth class man, but if you get money somehow or other, then you are very effective. There is no question of your culture or aristocracy or education or knowledge. There is no nothing. This is Kali Yuga. And then, dharma naya avasthaya karanam balamevahi. And if you have got some influence, strength, then in your favor, everything will be decided. You are the most irreligious person, but if you can bribe the priestly order, you will sacrifice. Yes, you are religious. So, money. Not actual qualification. So, if we discuss these things, the long affairs, shortly, and then again it says, Dampatri Ovidichi Hesu Naiva Maiva Bhavahani. Dampatri, husband and wife relation will depend on Ovidichi. Ovidichi means liking. A girl likes a boy. And a boy likes that's all right. Now let the marriage take place. They do not see what will be the future of this girl and the boy. Never. Therefore, everyone is unhappy. 6 months after marriage, divorce. Because the marriage took place simply on superficial liking. No deep understanding. So things are taking place like that. Formally, marriage, at least in India, at least up to our time, the marriage was taking place not on the liking of the boy and the girl. No. It was decided by the parents. Just like I was also married man. I was married when I was a student. And I did not know what it was. But the parents arranged. What is speak of me, I'll give you another very brilliant example. That you have perhaps heard the name of Dr. Rajendra Prasad. He was the first president of India. He has written his biography. He was married at the age of 8 years. Formerly, in India, the marriage was taking place like that. I know my father-in-law was married when he was 11 years. And my mother-in-law was 7 years. You see? So, actually the point is that the marriage was taking by the calculation of past, present and future with astrological calculation, whether this couple will be happy in their life. In this way, marriage was taking place. Not that a grown-up girl, grown-up boy mixes together, and he likes, she likes, then again he likes, or he... This kind of marriage was not transferred. But in this Kali Yuga, it is said, Rampatri Obhiruchi. That's all. Abhiruchi. Boys and girls have intermingling freely, and if she likes, that's all right. But no future calculation. This is Kali. No future calculation. Whether in future marriage is sanctified by the man and the woman live peacefully, make spiritual culture, each one will help the other, so that they live very happily and become advancement in spiritual life and then go back. So that is the system. But nowadays, in Kali Yuga, it is simply liking. Liking means next moment disliking. That is a fact. You see? Liking has no value. As soon as you, based on liking, Then you expect next moment the flag. That's all. And sritte bhoste chati roti viprate sutrame vai. You know, the Brahmin, they are offered sacred food. So, people will consider, now I have got sacred food, I have become Brahmin. I may act like the Charla, it doesn't matter. That is going on. We introduce this Brahminical culture, but things are deteriorating. I am very sorry that taking Brahminical initiation, he is acting as a Channa, hanging Channa. You see? So, this is Kali. He does not understand that as Brahmin he has got so responsibility. But because he has got this 2 cent worth sacred thread, he thinks now he has become mad. Big perfect. And since he is looking in. And husband and wife, they will remain together because it was like it. And as soon as there will be sex difficulty, they will dislike. Immediately. Lingam eva asramakshyata. Lingam eva. A dress, simply. Taking white dress, he gives. He may do like anything. He gives. No. There are so many deities. Taking a saffron cloth, he is unlike. These are the, if he expressed in 10 months, but these are the symptoms. Avritya nayadur balam panditya shapadab vachaha. If you have no money, then you will never get justice in the court. This is Kali Yuga. Nowadays, the high court judges, they are also taking bribes to give you a favorable judgment. You can purchase judgment. So if you have no money, then don't go to court to push good money after bad money. No. Abhritya nāyadudva. Pandite chāpalanavata. If a man can talk expertly, it doesn't matter what he talks. Nobody requires to understand it. Then he is pandit. He is learned scholar. Habarpulas Lena, Pagwan, Dagwan, Nikulan, Gondola, Ispite, Lassicism of Mind, like if you go on speaking, nobody will understand. Nobody will understand, and people, see how loud it is. Actually, it is happening. There are so many doctors, they are writing books, and certain says, what you have understood? It is inexplicable. Inexplicable. What is going on? Anadhai, vathadhutte, sadhutte dhamma eva tu, shikaram eva udvahi, sranam eva prasadhanam. Anadhai, if you are poor man, then you are dishonest. People understand that this man is actually not honest because he does not know how to earn money by hook and crook. Shikaramaya udvaya, marriage will take place by agreement. And that is very much experience in your country, in our country also. Now government has appointed marriage magistrate. So any boy and girl likes, simply go to him. maybe there is some tea. Yes, he agreed to marry and satisfied their marriage. No. Not like that. Formally, as the father and mother is to select and see the future. Sikaramiva, Chodhva. Sikara, Sikara means agreement. Sranamiva prasadhanam. Sranamiva prasadhanam. Cosmetic. Simply, if one can taste, one can take little shower bath, then everything is finished. Actually, snana means sandha. You have to take bath nicely, then you have to put pillow and janna, and then perform your Gayatri mantra. This is called snana, trisandha snana. Not that simply taking shower at a bath and finish snana, no. But Kali Yuga, this will be snana meva. And then, Dureva Jainam Tisham Lavanam Kesadharanam. Let's see. How? Future tell. At the present moment, Kali Yuga, a man will change himself. He has become very beautiful by keeping long hairs. You have got very good experience in your country. Long hairs. Let's see how future. Who knew that there are people who are interested for keeping long hairs? But that is written in the Bible. You see? Kesadharanam. Kesa means hair. And dharanam means keeping. Dure vajjayanam kesam. And pilgrimage, it must be far away. Just like in Calcutta, there is Ganges. So nobody cares for Calcutta Ganges. But they go to Haridwar. The same Ganges. The Ganges is coming from Haridwar down to the Bay of Bengal. But people will like to go to Haridwar, taking so much hardship to take bath there. Just because that becomes tirtha. Every religion they have got tirtha. The Muslims they have got mosque. What is that? Makkah, Medina. The Christians they have got where? Jerusalem.
Yes, yes.
Similarly, the Hindus they must travel very long. That will be tirtha. But actually, tirtha means tirthi kurbanti tirthan. Where there is saintly person, that is tirtha. Not to go 10,000 miles and simply take a dip in the water and come back. Then, udaram bharata sastra sattakti dhatamishtavi dhatam kudumba bharanam jasakti dharmasevara. Udaram Bharata. The interest. I was speaking of interest. Now, in Kali Yuga, the interest will be if you can eat someday very sumptuously, then your all interest is fulfilled. Many people will be so hungry, so nothing to eat, therefore if they can eat someday very sumptuously, that will be fulfillment of all interest. And so prasthi dhasrami bhavi. And one who is simply play jungle of war, he will be considered as very fruitful. Another, dakhaṁ kutumbha bharanam. One shall be considered various path if he can maintain his family. Wife and children. That means this will be difficult. It has already become difficult. To maintain a wife and two children, that is also a great burden. Therefore nobody wants to marry. Evam prajabhi dushtabhi In this way, finally all we people will be infected by the poison of Kali Yuga. Brahma vikhatta sutranam jo bodhi bhumita nipa. See, it doesn't matter whether it is a Brahman or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Sudra or a Chanda. One who is powerful in getting vote, he will occupy the presidential post or the royal post. Let's see. Formerly, the system was the not the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Sudra can occupy the royal throne. Only the Kshatriya. Now, the Kali Yuga, there is no such thing, who is Kshatriya, who is Brahman, either. Anyone who can cook, you get your host, democracy, and occupy whatever you may be. He may be just number one, but he will be posted on the supreme exalted presidential post. Then, Prajati Lubthai Rajanvai. नैभुन्नै वसुधर्मभि अच्छिन्न दारुद्रविणा जास्तन्ति गिरिकानरम. Now these classes are men who go to the government post by force. Mostly their qualification is lumpha rajanna, greedy government men. Nidhunnai vasudharma, their business is plundered. Their business is planning. We actually see that there, every year they are exacting heavy tax, and whatever money is received, they divide among themselves, and the citizens' condition remains the same. And every government you can see like that. In this way, gradually, all people will be so much harassed. Akshinna dharudrumina. That they like to give up their family life. Akshinna. Dara means wife. And drumina means money. Akshinna dharudrumina. Jasanti girikarana. They will go in the forest. Then their disincomes are also there. So in this way, there are so many symptoms, it will take a long time to describe. This is Kali Yuga, but there is remedy. Kalau dosani dhirayan, the faults of this age, just like ocean, just like in the ocean, you cannot, Pacific Ocean, if you are put into the Pacific Ocean, you do not know how your life will be saved. It is very difficult. Even if you are a very expert swimmer, see, it is not possible that you can cross the Pacific Ocean. That is not possible. Similarly, the Kali Yuga, as it is stated in the Bhagavad, that infected with so many anomalies, that there is no way out, but there is one medicine only. Itanadeva puskasa mukta sanga parambhaje. That is also described. That if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, itanadeva puskasa, especially the name Krishna, mukta sanga, you will be relieved from the infection of this Kali. There, five Pandavas paid. Sadhu, they have been described as sadhu, very honest, saintly, sadhu. Krita, sarvartha, they have executed all their duties. The human being has no duty. There are so many duties. Devarsi bhuta tujinam fitrinam. Devarsi, we have got duties. We are really means indebted. Home, we are indebted. As soon as you take your birth, on this planet, you are indebted to so many persons. What are they? The first, Deva. Deva means the demigods or God. Actually, God, God has got many assistants, demigods. So you are indebted, just like you are getting the sunshine, just like you are getting this electricity. Now, the bill will be presented. If you don't pay, the next day, your electricity will be cut off. So, by nature, our God's arrangement, there is sunshine. Therefore, you have to perform yajna. If you don't perform yajna, then there will be no sansara. Therefore, in Western countries, there is very difficulty to get sansara. This is the natural sequence. So we are indebted to the sun god. We are indebted to the Indra who is supplying water, just like you have got electricity department, water department, this department, so many departments. Similarly, so big kingdom of God is going on. There are also different departments. The rascals, they do not know. They are getting. That's why a child does not know how this electricity is coming. He thinks it is coming automatically. Why automatically? Is it coming automatically? You have to pay for it. There is power house, there is connection, so many things, but he does not know. Similarly, all the rascals, they will say, oh, sunshine is beneath automatically. Moonshine, automatically. This is automatically. What do you mean automatically? What thing happens automatically? Unless there is alignment. And because there is so nice, good arrangement, it is to be understood there is good government. And as soon as you accept this, you must have to accept necessity of God. Without which, arrangement cannot be done. So we are dated to God. So, just like if you don't pay taxes to the government does not become poor, but your supply will be stopped. You will suffer. Similarly, if you don't accept that the supreme government, the supreme governor, the governor is quite sufficient, God is completely munificent or rich, he will not suffer, but you will suffer. Therefore, it is said, te sadhu krita sarvartha. Just like if you remain clean, paying all your taxes, then you are very honest citizens. Similarly, if you become obedient to God and His government, then you are sadhu. Otherwise, you are dishonest. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, sadhu deva samantabha, apite sudurasara bhajate imam, ananna bhav. One who is very much obedient to the laws of God, he is sadhu. Not that changing dress one becomes sadhu. So te sadhu krita sarvatya. They have executed all duties. Krita sarvatya gyatya atantikamahana. We are hankering after happiness, temporary. But we do not know what is ultimate happiness. So they knew what is the ultimate happiness. Atantikam. Asukham atantikam jastat asindriya grahyam Bhagavad Gita. Ultimate happiness is not perceived by these gross material senses. The ultimate happiness is appreciated, understood by transcendental senses. The same senses means the, now the senses are covered by material infection. So when you purify this material infection, then your senses become pure. And in that pure senses, you can enjoy what is real happiness. Therefore, you have to say, Atmansikam Atmana, Manasa Dharayama Su. So they knew what is the Atmansikam Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Charanamujam. Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means Vigata Kuntha. Kuntha means anxiety. God's another name is Vaikuntha. If you take shelter on the lotus feet of God, Krishna, then you become without anxieties. This is the only. Everyone is full of anxiety. Even a bird, even this beast, even a small ant. What to speak of our position? The material world is such that we must be full of anxiety. That is explained also. Asad grihat, because we have accepted something flickering as shelter. If you accept something which is not permanent, which is tiltering, in a boat, suppose, which is tiltering, at any moment it will drown. So you cannot be free from anxiety. But if you accept a strong, very big sea, you are assured that I am not with God. Similarly, we are accepting this shelter, that shelter, that shelter, that shelter, avoiding the shelter of God. Therefore, we are full of anxiety. If you want to become free from anxiety, then here is the prescription. Vaikuntha Charanamujam. Take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Thank you very much.